Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's that little band from Texas bringing us back. Billy, Dusty, and Frank. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, folks, one of my heroes, one of my biggest heroes in the world, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Nobody works harder for small business than she does. And Karen, thanks again for being here. Your expo recently really brought a lot of things on the table that I know you guys got a lot of more clarity on where you are and what we need to do. One of the things that we were talking about when we went to the break, I want to dwell on it just a little bit more, and that's this joint employer thing, the Browning-Ferris ruling that was begun in the Obama administration, which is where the Obama administration tried to connect mothership franchisors, for example, to simplify things for the average folks out there listening. They tried to connect the mothership franchisor to the local small business franchisee. Connect those together as if the employee of the franchisee was a direct employee of the franchisor, the mothership, for organizing purposes. And it's a joke. It's ridiculous on its face. And in my opinion, Karen, it's jeopardizing one of the greatest gifts America gave to the world. And that's the franchise industry. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. It already has. And I know the International Franchise Association, they recently came out with a report, I don't have the exact numbers, that does show it's having a major impact on the franchise industry because, you know, who's going to open up a franchise if even the mothership, as you say, why are they going to be granting franchises when they could be held liable for the actions of that independent business, right?
Or just the nexus of the relationship creates the union organizing possibility. Even if there's no liability that happens or anything, just the fact that you could have to organize, you get successful and you go across the nation. All of a sudden, you got to organize. But Karen, here's one other thing that I haven't heard anybody else talk about that I'm concerned about, because you and I both know if they get this, they're not going to stop. They're going to push the envelope as far as they can go. So here I am. I'm a small business vendor out here. More and more of us are vertically integrated with our big business customers, our B2B customers. We're vertically integrated. We're more a part of their – we actually take on a big chunk of their business so they don't have to do that. Where it's a contract, but I could see where they could take that ruling – and extend it out to not even a franchise, but a vertically integrated partner that does a lot of business with a big company. I see them doing that one day, and with all three houses in the Democrat control.
Well, Jim, that is actually where all the cases are coming from. It's not the franchises, but the ones that they're actually trying to, you know, where they say there's a joint employer breach.
Yep.
Those are mostly B2B type of relationships. The Browning-Ferris decision that actually drove most of this, it was not a franchise. It was a, you know, a business-to-business type of relationship. And so this has been the big issue.
That could sit back on the Main Street sector it could be a killer.
Right. And so that is sort of the bigger issue is, you know, is all of these B2B relationships, independent contractor relationships, you know, sort of the dynamism in the economy. And you're right, if I'm a business that's doing business with Verizon or Microsoft or, you know, any company is, well, where does this end? And that's exactly where the cases are going right now.
And Karen, what bothers me is most small business owners aren't even aware of this, I'm afraid. They don't realize that this is a real existential threat. If you've got 50 employees, 100 employees, and you're vertically integrated with a big company, and all of a sudden the NLRB comes down and says, "Hey, you got to organize your people just like your big customer does," however they try to glom you onto them, or maybe they go the other way, maybe they reverse it. I mean, you're talking about completely upsetting the whole relationship.
Well, you do. But also, I mean, just think about all the business that would go away for small businesses.
That's right.
Right? If a larger entity said, you know, we're not going to take this risk. We're going to basically do everything in-house. You know, we're going to insource everything. And, you know, that just hurts the economy. It hurts small businesses. It hurts innovation. It hurts dynamism. I mean, you know, it's just it's a drag on everything.
It's so, it's basically flies in the face of the natural law of commerce, doesn't it?
It does. And that's why we think the, you know, sort of the traditional standard of, you know, where you know, businesses, you know, exercise substantial, direct, immediate control, you know, over the personnel.
As we go to a break here in a minute, where are we? Where do you think we are? Go ahead.
Okay. The NLRB is going to, I mean, they proposed a new definition, which was the old standard. We submitted comments. Everyone else has submitted comments. So we're waiting for those to pop, which should be pretty soon. On the legislative side, we're not going to be able to get any movement in the House like we did last year. We moved a bill to Save Local Businesses Act through the House, but it went nowhere in the Senate. So we're sort of stuck from a legislative perspective. So our only hope right now is on the regulatory side, the NLRB, and perhaps some Department of Labor.
Is the NLRB fully staffed now with all the people on the committee?
Well, we've got a great chairman over there. So, you know, we're good to go. You know, but Congress can do a lot, as you know, with what is proposed in these agencies. So
I'm so happy, folks. I'm so happy that we got people like Karen Kerrigan tracking this. This is why I'm encouraging you to go to smallbusinesssbecouncil.org and support them. They'll take your money. You can give them a credit card. They need help with this. This is work that has to be done, has to be paid for. They're doing it for you. Support Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.